It's time once again for our weekly conversation with Soy Roy. Roy Smith is here to tell us a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the market. Roy, we had a couple of things go on Thursday, namely supply and demand report came out from USDA, and you said also the development of a weather market, right, Roy?
That's right. I think the weather market probably is maybe more important than the USDA report. The report was friendly for beans and a little negative for corn, but what we've got now is traders in Chicago now starting to look at the weather patterns and seeing that drought index covering some of the parts of the Midwest that previously were looking pretty good. And it's the middle of July, and that's the time when that sort of thing happens.
Now, when analysts start talking about a weather market, you know, how exactly do we define that, Roy?
It's pretty tough to define. You know, about 70% odds that the market will go up and go somewhere into the neighborhood of the old highs, and about a 30% chance that it'll beat the new highs and just keep right on going up. So it's really a toss of the coin, with the odds favoring it being short term rather than long term. But of course, that all depends on the rainfall now. And you know, it's dry here in eastern Nebraska and western Iowa and some parts of Minnesota and so forth, and we can't stand that with the amount of demand there is in the market. So that's what pushes prices.
Roy, you kind of went through the what we would call the Western Corn Belt and that it being quite dry. What about reports from the Eastern Corn Belt? Is it equally as dry on the east side of the Mississippi?
Short term, not quite as bad in Illinois. They were real dry earlier, and then about 3 weeks ago, they got some pretty nice rains, and people that I talked to back there say the crop looks good now. And you get further on east and into Ohio, and then you get into dryness there again also. So we've got some problems here, and whether or not they correct themselves, it's a matter of time. We can't tell that.
All right, Roy, let's look ahead to the next couple of trading sessions, you know, the last day today on Friday, and look ahead to next week. What are the markets going to be watching?
I'm pretty positive on the beans because of the low planted acreage numbers and the fact that we've still got a lot of growing season ahead to get those beans grown and pod filled and all of that sort of thing. The corn market's really totally a weather market, because this is the critical time for corn right now, and we got plenty of acres of corn. We've got plenty of old crop corn and beans both, so the market's going to be looking at new crop prospects. And in the meantime, the basis on old crop beans is awful, and on old crop corn is starting to slip a little bit also. So those are things to watch for probably the next month.
All right. For folks that would like to get more information, where do they go?
Roy@soyroy.com. My email address, soyroy.com, my website.
And it's all free, right?
That is right.
All right. Thank you very much, Soy Roy, with us analyzing the market, taking a look at items that are influencing the market here in tail end of this week.